In Washington, D.C., I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Impersonal as they may appear, for the 12th year in a row, gift cards are the most popular item on holiday wish lists. According to the National Retail Federation, 60% of us asked for gift cards this holiday season. Consumers like them, retailers like them. There's even something in there for the government, as Lila Goldstein reports.
Consumers like gift cards because they're easy to give. Stores like them because people tend to overspend when they have that free money feeling. Economist Joel Waldfogel at the University of Minnesota says there's another major advantage.
They allow the recipient to choose what he or she wants, so they seem to avoid the ickiness of cash, but they have all the efficiency of cash.
Still, maybe you didn't want a Starbucks card because you hate coffee. That's where the resale market comes into play. On websites like Cardpool and Raise, unhappy recipients can sell their cards, often at a discount. For stores, what matters is that the card is actually used. Sucharita Kadali is a retail analyst at Forrester.
They don't get to record any gift card revenue as revenue until a consumer actually purchases a product with that.
And if the card's never used? In some states, it eventually gets turned over to the government as unclaimed property. I'm Lila Goldstein for Marketplace.